Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. I hope all of you had a Merry Christmas as we continue to have a much warmer holiday week. Our office here in McPherson will be closed this whole week, but will be back open on January 3rd for all your extension needs. Today, we will offer some extension news and list all of our upcoming ag programs. But first, Christmas trees bring Christmas glee, but they can bring even more than that after the holiday season is past. An old Christmas tree can be used to benefit birds, fish, and the landscape by placing it in the corner of your deck, spreading some bird seed nearby, or tying it to a deciduous tree or post near a bird feeder. Christmas trees can give birds an escape from hawks and cats and keep them protected from the wind chill and cold nights. A tree can improve fish habitat and fishing by sinking it into a pond. The tree serves as a little coral reef in that the branches provide a place for water plants to grow and cover for minnows and other forms of small aquatic life. And Christmas trees can also be allowed to dry and used as firewood. And now for our extension news. With the extreme cold, Susan Nelson, clinical professor at K-State University Veterinary Health Center in the College of Veterinary Medicine, says pets that are very young and old and those not acclimated to this cold weather should be brought inside during the colder temperatures. Dogs with heavy coats can get too warm in the house, so keep them in a slightly cooler room or a garage to prevent them from getting too uncomfortable. Short trips inside the house before a long period of cold can give pets a chance to become acclimated to indoor temperatures. If your pet gets nervous or panics while inside, a carrier or crate may help ease the transition. Speak to your local veterinarian about calming medication if the pet's anxiety is too severe. Ensure pets have easy access to food and water, and that they know where their bowls are located. Inside our homes does have an environmental threat to pets that are different from those found outdoors. Indoor plants such as lilies and philodendrons can be toxic to pets. Before bringing your pets inside, take an inventory of what plants you have and find out if they are poisonous. Then move them to an inaccessible place. Here are some other additional common items found in a home that can be harmful to our furry friends. Chocolate, raisins, onions, electric cords, candles, potpourri, and also antifreeze is a lethal poison for dogs and cats. This sweet-tasting liquid should be immediately and thoroughly cleaned up after any spill from our vehicle in our garage or driveway. With proper care and preparation, pets can be comfortable outside during cold weather. Keeping them dry and out of the wind is important. Outdoor shelters can be layered with clean bedding or straw. Outside water bowls should be checked at least twice a day for ice, and that some outside dwelling pets may need to have an increase in their food during the cold weather to help them maintain their body heat. And now, here is a short list of upcoming programs coming in January and February. The Agriculture Land Lease Series, which is a four-part series starting January 18th. This hands-on evening workshop will teach principles of managing land leases, both for the tenant and landlord. And please plan to attend the K-State Research and Extension Annual Cow-Calf School on Thursday, February 9th, here at the 4-H Building. The night will start off with a Kansas City steak dinner for $10 at 6 p.m., followed by our program utilizing EPDs along with visual appraisal in selecting your next herd sire, presented by Dr. Clint Rusk, Executive Secretary of the American International Charlet Association. The McPherson County Master Gardeners and Friends are also excited about their spring programs for all McPherson County residents to take part in. Each horticultural program will be held at the McPherson County Extension Office and start at 7 p.m., and our first one will be January 26th. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming and agricultural questions. I look forward to the warmer weather this week and hope everyone has a happy New Year.